Today's scripture reading comes from 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 14. Hear these words. Now by this we may be sure that we know him, if we obey his commandments. Whoever says, I have come to know him, but does not obey his commandments, is a liar. And in such a person, the truth does not exist. But whoever obeys his word truly in this person, the love of God has reached perfection. By this we may be sure that we are in him. Whoever says, I abide in him, ought to walk just as he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment, the one you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new commandment, that is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says, I am the light, while hating a brother or sister, is still in the darkness. Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light. And in such a person, there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates another believer is in the darkness, walks in the darkness, and does not know the way to go, because the darkness has brought on blindness. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven on account of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young people, because I have conquered the evil one. And I am writing to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know who is from the beginning. I write to you, young people, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So if you have your Bibles with you, or if you have a Bible app, go ahead and open up to the text, 1 John chapter 2. And for the sake of time, I will just read the third verse. And the third verse says, now by this we may be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. When we live in community with others, life constantly requires us to show up. Regardless of the situation, circumstance or crisis, life calls upon us to show up for one another. Regardless of how we may feel, good or bad, happy or sad, strong or weak, life is always beckoning to us to show up. If we are honest today, many of us can think back on the time or two when we've had to show up for someone other than ourselves. In community, life doesn't give us the opportunity not to show up. It's constantly calling us to be present for one another, whether it's at work, at school, at home, at church, life is constantly calling us to show up. God provides ways and moments for us to show up for one another. Throughout human history, we have seen and heard time and time again this undying call to show up. The race riot in Tulsa was a call for us to show up. September 11th in New York was a call for us to show up. Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans was a call for us to show up. The shooting at Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston was a call for us to show up. The war on black and brown bodies around the country is a call for us to show up. And most recently, the global pandemic is a call for us to show up for one another, regardless of how we feel. Life consistently calls for us to show up. But while life is calling us to show up, life most times don't give us a standard for how we should show up. But life constantly requires us to show up. And so for the next few moments that we have together, I'd like to share from the thought how we show up. How we show up. For our sermonic case study today, John, in our passage, provides a framework for how we should show up in community with one another. John was writing to a community of believers. These were church folks. These were people who were saved, who were filled with the Holy Ghost and sanctified. They went to every prayer meeting. They attended every Bible study. They took communion every Sunday. But this church, this group of believers, had an issue. They had an issue. And so for the first lesson I'd like to raise from this passage of Scripture is that we must remember that when we are in community with others, issues and contention will arise. They are unavoidable. They are inevitable because when we are in community with others, it does not mean that we should divorce our personal beliefs and understandings, but it means that we should bring our full selves to the table. But how we show up in moments of contention will determine the survival of our community. And at this point in the text, the community had already separated over an argument. At this point in the text, they have already said that this is enough and we are going to go our own way. And so John in the text was talking to those who were left behind, and he was saying to them that they are, whatever they do in certain situations, they are representatives of Christ. And so John said to them, now look, there is an ethic, there is a standard for how believers should show up in situations. He was really just trying to say that it is not just okay to show up, but how we show up is equally important. John made it clear that this standard or this ethic, he didn't come up with. Like this was something that was established long before his time. And this is why he said in the scripture that I'm not writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word you have heard. That is to love one another just as Christ loved you, and you should love one another. John was trying to tell these group of people that whenever we show up, we should show up in love for one another. My brothers and sisters, we ought to show up in any situation in love and light for one another. And to show up in love and light means showing up knowing that you don't know everything. It means to show up admitting that I don't have all of the answers. It is to show up knowing, admitting that I am coming to listen and to learn rather than to give a definite answer. To show up in love and light is coming with an open heart to sit, to learn, and to hear one another clearly. And John said, by this, we may be sure that we know him if we obey his commandment. And again, the commandment is to show up in love and in light. Our showing up in love and light is connected to something greater than ourselves. But when we avoid showing up in love and light, we cannot cultivate an authentic community. We truly rob the community of living in an unrestricted imagination. We rob the community of being all that God has called the community to be. We really hold the community back when we don't show up in love and in light. The second lesson I like to raise from the text is that when we don't obey God's commandment to love one another, we rob our community of experiencing something new with God. Throughout our text today, John makes it absolutely clear that there's a difference between just showing up and showing up in light and love. Just showing up are the people who come just because it's required. Just showing up are those who come and do the bare minimum. The people who just show up comes when everyone else is around. They come because there's cameras and lights, and they come because they want to be seen. But John was trying to tell the people that when you show up, you ought to show up in love and in light, because when you show up in love and light, that is when your greatest impact will happen. And John says, whosoever says, I have come, but does not obey his command is a liar. And in such person, the truth does not exist. And so when we don't show up in love and light, John says in the text that we walk in darkness and do not know the way to go, because darkness has blinded us. I know many of us don't want to think that we are those people who just show up. We don't want to think less of ourselves, or we most certainly don't want to be the ones John is calling a liar. But I beg to you today to reflect upon the times that you have shown up in your communities, whether it's at church, at home, in your neighborhood, at work, or whatever. How have you shown up? What have you brought to the table that benefited the community? What difference did you make? How have you made a valuable contribution? Or did you just show up because it was required? John's message was simple, and I didn't come to give you a long a sermon today, but all John was trying to tell the people is that although life requires us to show up, it is equally important to be conscious of how we show up, because how we show up in those moments will determine our survival. How we show up for our community will determine our survival. And as I close, the reason why Jesus' ministry was so impactful is because he showed up in love and in light. His showing up in love and light transformed the community. Do you remember when the woman was at the well and Jesus said, you will never thirst again if you drink of my water? It was because Jesus showed up in love and in light. My brothers and sisters, I'm trying to tell you that when we show up in love and in light, things ought to change. Things ought to look a little bit different than when we show up. Imagine if Jesus just showed up. Imagine if Jesus just showed up without having that love and light attached to him. Imagine what the community would have looked like if Jesus did not show up in love and light. I'm arguing that the love and the light that Jesus showed up with was the very thing that changed and transformed his community. John was simply telling this community that if we claim that we know the Christ, if we claim we know the Christ child, that we ought to show up in love and light, because we are representatives of Christ and we ought to obey his commandment to love one another. Amen.